531.
Christchurch City Council has built a new community facility for the growing population in the city's southwest. Matatiki Hornby Centre opened to the public after a formal ceremony which took place on the 19th of April. We're joined now by Craig Hutchings, Council Facilities Establishment Manager at Christchurch City Council, for more. Thank you for your time today, Craig. Really appreciate it.
No problem, Brian. Nice to be here.
Craig, firstly, tell us more about the opening ceremony on the 19th.
Yeah, open now for 7 days, actually. Now I reflect on it. And all kicked off on Friday the 19th of April, as you say. We had 300 to 400 people come along. But it was a really nice event in terms of the event reflected what we're trying to achieve through the centre, a whole diverse range of different groups, you know, Gilberthorpe School, Hornby Pacifica Early Learning Centre. We had Kapa Haka performances. We had Hornby High School hip hop group. We had the Hornby High School Polyfest group all coming together to put in a bit of an event, which will bring that community together from preschools up to high schools and all sorts of different backgrounds. So really enjoyed it. And then the following the formal opening, more importantly, we had our community day on the on Saturday the 20th, and we had 2,800 people go through the centre on that day, all wanting to have a look at the centre and actually start to use the centre, which they've been waiting for so long.
Tell us more about the facilities, services available at the new centre, please, Craig.
Yeah, a bit of a phrase that everybody uses, but something for everybody. And that's the beauty of this facility, is that that it's not only a library or a swimming pool or a service centre. It's got all three. So in terms of the swimming facilities, lane recreation pool for those who are more serious swimmers, to learn to swim pool, hydrotherapy pool, toddlers pool, spa pool. There's five bodies of water, all different temperature, all catering for different people. And then the library is not just your traditional library. It's got a creative activities room, a sound studio. There's rooms for groups to meet, and outdoor recreation space as well. So a whole diverse range of spaces that that people can utilize.
Can you tell us or share with us more, please, Craig, around the history of the build, the journey of the build towards opening of the new facility?
Yeah, the community of Hornby have been waiting for this for a long time. It was actually first mooted in 2006 when Sockburn Pool closed down. So it's been quite a journey, really. And it was identified that the west of the city really didn't have a swimming facility. Had the library, but it didn't have a swimming facility servicing that catchment. And we know that if you make it easier and people within a 3 to 5 kilometre radius, if they have a recreation facility, they're more likely to use it. So the council really, in its strategy, wanted to put a swimming pool out there and allocated some funds for that way back. And it really started to gain pace in 2000, and I think it was 2012 after the earthquakes, and there was a plan for where all our swimming pools would go. So as I say, community been waiting for since 2006, and it's now open.
Tell us a bit about the design build. How does the process work when you're, you know, working towards a building a new community facility, Craig?
Yeah, so we did quite a bit of community engagement and tried to understand how they wanted to use the space, and whether there was need for learn to swim, whether there was and changing needs of the community in terms of the library services. For example, we've got a room that's set up for virtual reality or headsets and gaming. So there's a whole change in what people are using these spaces for, and so that community engagement got feedback around what programs and services the community want to see, and based on those programs and services, we then built the the facility around those particular needs. And one of those needs is actually learning to swim and getting that swim education program out there. So there's a dedicated learn to swim pool, and already we've got upwards of 200 enrolments in that program, and we will have more. Eventually, over the next couple of years, we'll build to 600 learn to swim lessons in a day. So coming back to your question around engagement, lots of talking to the community and finding out what they wanted and then putting that in there and fitting into a budget.
Of course. Of course.
Always.
Now, the impact that Matatiki Hornby Centre will have and is already having on the local community in Hornby, Craig?
Yeah, I think the way I describe it is a concept of the third place. It's really bringing that sense of community together. I think it will be a facility where, because there's so much to do, families, community groups will come and meet and congregate together. So while, yes, there will be improvement in what we'll see is swim education. There'll be improvement in literacy, all of those good things that come from libraries and aquatic facilities. The building of a sense of community and sense of place where the people go, oh, where are you going this weekend? Oh, we're going down to Hornby Matatiki Centre. We're going to Hornby Matatiki Centre, and so because we've got a hydrotherapy pool there, it caters for all the different ages. So from the young ones to the old ones, you might go and have a swim and then go and read a book in the library. So the benefits are a strong sense of community, and also making services easy, because I probably haven't mentioned much is that there is also a service centre in the facility where people can go and do their dog registrations or find about their consenting process and find out and get information about the council services that we provide. And Hornby actually will have a one-stop shop for finding out that information. A lot of that stuff can be done online, but it's always nice to go in and speak to somebody.
And of course, address opening hours for the Hornby Matatiki Centre there, Craig?
Yep. So address is corner of Smarts and Waterloo Road. So 25 Smarts Road, named after people who used to own the land on Kyle Park there. And the opening hours for the swimming pools and customer service centre, Monday to Friday, 5:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Library is open from Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Craig Hutchings.
So extensive. Yep.
Sorry, you're going to say, Craig?
Yeah. So extensive opening hours, and we look forward to seeing the community come along and using the facility.
Very good. Craig Hutchings, Council Facilities Establishment Manager at Christchurch City Council. Thank you for your time and have a great weekend. Cheers.
Right. Cheers.